Page 54, Chapter 3, The Land of Missouri. On the North American continent, Missouri is located on the edge of the Great Plains and at the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. These are just two of the many physical features that define our state. Page 56, Missouri Close-Up. Missouri Numbers. Number of geographic regions, 4. Number of caves, more than 6,000. Highest temperature on record, 118 degrees Fahrenheit in Warsaw and Union on July 14, 1954. Lowest temperature on record, negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit in Warsaw on February 13, 1905. In a typical year, the warmest and coolest months, July and January. In a typical year, the wettest and driest months, May and February. Missouri plants and animals. Number of plant species, more than 3,200. Number of native orchid species, 35. Proportion of state covered by forest, 1/3. Number of species of mammals, nearly 70. Number of species of birds, more than 400. Number of species of amphibians and reptiles, 43 and 63, respectively. Page 57, Section 1, The Regions of Missouri. As you read, look for the following. The four geographic regions of Missouri. The effect of glaciers on Missouri's landscape. The effect of oceans and volcanoes on Missouri's landscape. Vocabulary terms: glaciers, ice age, delta, agriculture, prairie. Missouri can be divided into four geographic regions, each with its own physical features shaped by different forces of nature. Page 58. The Glacial Plains region. The Missouri River forms the northwest border of Missouri, separating it from Nebraska and a portion of Kansas. It runs south to Kansas City, and then cuts eastward across the state to join the Mississippi near St. Louis. The river also marks the southern edge of the Glacial Plains region, which covers the northern part of the state and stretches beyond the border with Iowa far to the north into Canada. Glaciers are large sheets of ice found where the temperature rarely rises above freezing. Beginning 1 6/10 million years ago, the climate of the northern hemisphere turned cold enough to allow glaciers to stretch from the Arctic all the way south into Missouri to about where the Missouri River flows today. We call this cold time on Earth the Ice Age. It lasted in some parts of the world until about 10,000 years ago. In Missouri, however, the glaciers began melting about 500,000 years ago. As the glaciers grew, they pushed the soil before them. The weight of the heavy ice also crushed the rocks beneath it and dragged large pieces of these rocks along, carving and scratching the surface of the earth to form valleys and riverbeds. As the glaciers melted, the water filled the riverbeds and also filled holes to form lakes. In northern Missouri, the glaciers left behind large deposits of crushed soil and rocks that further eroded to form a fine-grained soil that was blown by the wind into gently rolling hills. Page 59. We call this wind-blown soil loess, pronounced Loess. The Loess is very deep in some places, and it is very good for farming. It also is easily washed away by water erosion. That is one reason the water in many rivers in northern Missouri looks so brown, because it is filled with dirt that has been washed away by wind and water. Over the hundreds of thousands of years that the Missouri River has been flowing across the state, it has created a valley. In some places, the valley is very wide and the sides are gentle hills, but in some stretches, it runs beneath high bluffs that it cut into the layers of rock. The Ozark Highlands region. Long before the Ice Age, Missouri was shaped by two other forces, volcanoes and oceans. About 500 million years ago, an ocean covered much of the middle part of North America. One reason we know this is because of the layers of sedimentary rock found in the Ozark Highlands, a region that covers most of the southern and southeastern part of the state. Sedimentary rock is formed when creatures living in the ocean die. Their skeletons sink to the bottom. Over millions of years, these skeletons form layers that are crushed together into rock. Sometimes you can see these layers where a highway or river has cut through a hillside. In some layers, you will find fossils of sea creatures whose skeletons make up the rock. Water seeping through the rocks for millions of years has dissolved the softer sedimentary rocks, leaving the harder surrounding rock and creating caves. Missouri has so many caves, an estimated 6,200, that it is sometimes called the Cave State. When the water flowing underground reaches the surface, it comes out in springs. There are more than 600 large springs in Missouri, some of them putting out millions of gallons of water every day. Most of the large springs in Missouri are in the Ozark Highlands region. Did you know? On average, 286 million gallons of water a day flow from Big Spring in Carter County. Page 60. But how did this region become dry land? In this part of Missouri, volcanoes beneath Earth's surface pushed up against the rock layers, raising them out of the sea. This happened several times in the state's geologic history. Each time it happened, the water drained through the rocks, forming caves. The draining water also was forced into cracks in the uplifted land, where it formed streams and rivers. The hot, liquefied rock, called magma, from the volcanoes, cooled into igneous rock. The igneous rock in Missouri is among the oldest in the world and contains many minerals, including iron and lead ore and granite. That is why there are so many mines in this region. You can also see igneous rocks where the magma broke through the surface. One such place is Elephant Rocks State Park. There, large granite rocks that weigh hundreds of tons were worn down by erosion and looked like a herd of elephants. This uplifted land was once much higher and looked more like the mountains we see in pictures. But over millions of years, wind and water have worn them down into the steep, but not so high, hills we still call the Ozark Mountains. The highest of these is Tom Salk Mountain in Iron County. Its elevation is 1,772 feet, the highest point in Missouri. The Ozarks stretch from Arkansas across southern and southeastern Missouri into Illinois. They get their name from a French map abbreviation, all arcs, meaning to the Arkansas River. Because the Ozark Highlands region is so hilly and rocky, farming is very hard. Instead, the land is used for lumbering, mining, and recreation. The hills are not only scenic, but also great for hiking and camping. The rocky stream bottoms keep the spring-fed waters clear, cold, and rapidly moving, making them great for canoeing and fishing. Page 61, the Southeast Lowlands region. Just a few hours by car from Tom Salk Mountain is Missouri's lowest point. It is near Caldwell in Dunklin County, where the St. Francis River crawls into Arkansas. Its elevation is only 230 feet. This area is part of the Southeast Lowlands region in the southeast corner of the state. The Southeast Lowlands were not pushed as high by the same volcanoes that formed the Ozark Highlands. The region remained covered by an ocean for a longer time, and it was where rivers to the north, including what is today the Mississippi River, flowed into the sea. This is called a delta. Rivers flowing into a delta deposit layers of soil. As the seas receded, covered less land, the delta moved southward, leaving the soil deposits behind and just above sea level. Today, the Mississippi Delta, where the river flows into the Gulf of Mexico, is south of New Orleans. But we still refer to all of the lands along the Mississippi from the Gulf to the Boot Hill as the Delta. The soil deposits in a delta are very rich in the nutrients needed by plants, making the region very good for farming. In Missouri, the land is so low that swamps and forest covered it until the early 1900s. Lumber companies cut down most of the trees. Then farmers drained the swamps so that they could farm the land. Today, the Southeast Lowlands region is among the best agricultural farming land in the state. Page 62, Spotlight, the Cave State. There are more than 6,000 caves in Missouri, and more are discovered each year. Only Tennessee has more caves than Missouri. Most of the state's caves are in the Ozarks, but 78 of the state's 114 counties have at least one cave. Perry County has the most, with more than 650 at last count. Missouri's geology is responsible for there being so many caves. The layers of limestone left behind by ancient seas are ideal for cave development. This layer is known as karst, a German word and the name of a limestone region in Slovenia in Eastern Europe. Some of the minerals in the karst easily dissolve in water. It takes millions of years, but eventually water seeping through the karst dissolves the softer minerals, creating tunnels and passages. The harder minerals that do not dissolve form the walls and ceilings of caves. Where the ceilings have collapsed, you will often find sinkholes that allow water into the caves. Caves are important for many reasons. Groundwater that we depend on for use in our homes, farms, and businesses often flows through caves. Unfortunately, these passages also allow pollutants to travel underground. Pollution in one place can seep into the ground and travel through a cave system, contaminating groundwater many miles away. Caves are home to many creatures. Vultures often build their nest in the entrances of caves high on bluffs. Salamanders and snakes live near the entrances, retreating into the cave to stay warm or to cool off, depending on the weather. Bears often use caves to hibernate and to give birth. Fossils of saber-toothed tigers and giant lions, both now extinct, have been found in Missouri caves. The most familiar creatures we find in caves are bats, which hang from the ceiling during the day and fly out at night to catch insects. In the winter, the bats hibernate in the caves. Page 63. Farther into the cave, where there is no light, we find few plants and several strange-looking creatures. Because there is no light, these creatures do not have color in their skins or shells, and they do not need eyes. Often, their antennae or legs are much longer than similar creatures above ground. Among these creatures are the blind cavefish, millipedes, and crayfish with white shells. People also use caves. The temperature underground remains fairly constant, between 55 and 58 degrees Fahrenheit. This makes the cave a good place to find shelter, as many ancient peoples did, and to store food and beverages that are best if kept cool. These days, the most popular use of caves is for exploring and tourism. You can visit caves in two state parks, Onondaga near Leesburg and Rockbridge Memorial near Columbia, and at Round Spring Cavern in the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Missouri also has 20 commercial caves, which are caves owned by people who charge an admission fee. You may have seen signs painted on barns along the highway for Meramec Caverns, or you might have read about Mark Twain Cave in books Twain wrote about Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, and Becky Thatcher. Page 64. The Western Plains Region. The southwestern third of Missouri is the Western Plains Region. Like the southeast lowlands, this region was not pushed as high by the volcanoes that formed the Ozarks. It is on the eastern edge of the Great Plains, a huge, mostly flat land that slopes upward toward the Rocky Mountains, far to the west, and stretches from Texas in the south into Canada in the north. The Great Plains were once covered by prairie, land with few trees, but with tall grasses that have roots reaching down through the deep, rich soil. Those deep roots help them survive long dry periods and the frequent wildfires caused by lightning. The roots also hold the soil together and keep it from blowing away in the wind that seems to blow constantly on the prairie. Today, much of Missouri's prairie is gone. You can find small patches of it in state parks or in old cemeteries on land that was never farmed. The flatlands of this region are still good for growing pastures of grass to feed cattle and other farm animals and for orchards of fruit and nut trees. Mining is an important activity in the Western Plains. Sandstone, limestone, and clay deposits formed in the region when ancient seas repeatedly covered the region. When the waters receded and the lakes of trapped water dried up, minerals remained. Plants grew during periods when the land was not covered by water. When the seas returned, water and layers of sediment covered the plants. The decaying plants were crushed under great pressure into layers of coal. This also happened in the glacial plains before the Ice Age, leaving coal deposits below the loess. Much deeper below the surface, magma was forced into cracks in the limestone by geological forces that created the Ouachita Mountains in Arkansas. The igneous rocks formed by the cooling magma are rich in lead and zinc ore. Deep mine shafts were once dug to reach these deposits. Did you know? Less than 0.1% of the native prairie in Missouri remains untouched. Do you remember? Number 1. Select and describe a landform that represents each region. Number 2, explain how each region got its name.